Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio, the best hour, with my beautiful wife. Good morning.
Good morning.
Reverend A.
Happy to be here with you, Brother T.
Awesome. We're going to be discussing Lesson 276 today. The Word of God has given me to speak. And let's join together for a brief moment of silence. For just a moment before we begin this lesson, let's take a good deep breath. The Word of God is given me to speak. What is the Word of God? My Son is pure and holy as myself. And thus did God become the Father of the Son he loves, for thus was he created. This was his Son. This, the Word, his Son, did not create with him, because in this his Son was born. Let us accept his fatherhood and all is given us. Deny we were created in his love, and we deny ourselves. To be unsure of who we are, of who our Father is, and for what purpose we have come. And yet we need but to acknowledge him who gave his word to us in our creation, to remember him and to recall ourselves.
Father, your word is mine, and it is this that I would speak to all my brothers and sisters who are given to me to cherish as my own, as I am loved and blessed and saved by you. The word of God is given me to speak.
And so it is.
So it is.
Let's join together for another moment of silence as we consider this profound lesson. The word of God is given me to speak. We've spoken it before many times as we journey through the textbook and the workbook lessons in A Course in Miracles, but God guarantees your sinlessness. God guarantees your holiness. God guarantees your perfection. You're neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. You are at that point and must see yourself therefrom. My son, my daughter, my child, is pure and holy as myself. And some of the teachings of Jesus through Paul Tuttle, as he would announce himself as Rajpoor initially with Paul, as he was channeling Jesus, and Jesus began teaching A Course in Miracles, he made it very clear that we are as God created us to be. And his teaching, his elucidation of the Course in Miracles, became my primary teacher for, once I discovered it, you know, I just couldn't set it aside. He's so clear in his teaching of the Course in Miracles. And I encourage anyone who's not discovered that yet to pursue and find out for yourself, but it is what the Course in Miracles is really all about, that God created us, and that's the only difference between us and God, and that's really, I will say, it sounds blasphemous, it sounds arrogant, it sounds all those things that we might be accused of being, you know, from the ego world, to accept our true inheritance. But we are, as God created us to be, we are Christ. And Jesus recognized that because he became one, as we talked about yesterday, when you see me, you see the Father. He became one with God. He became one with the voice for God. He became reunited with his true self. And while the entire mind of the Son of God, the child of God, the daughter of God, the Christ mind, is still, I'll say, fractionated in its perception, some here do not yet recognize their holiness, their perfection, their Christ identity. We remain, all of us, still deluded to that to some degree because we are all of one mind. But that is the Great Awakening, and the Course in Miracles leads us to that, knowing that that is the atonement, the at-one-ment, and as all of us wake up to the reality of who and what we are, the dream of illusion becomes no more. And that's almost, in a nutshell, in a very quick summary, the entire, you know, narrative of A Course in Miracles. This is an illusion. This is a dream of separation. And we are free to have this dream as we are free to awaken from it. But it's still our responsibility. It's our choice to be here, and it's our choice to awaken. And A Course in Miracles and the journey of our brother Jesus is shining the light on a pathway that everyone ultimately awakens to. And in this illusion, it seems like there's time and some before and some behind and all those things. But this is happening, and it's happening now in an exponential rate as compared to the millenniums of the past. And we're seeing transformation of consciousness that's just, it's astounding. And it's happening all around us. And so for all of us as mighty companions in this awakening, transcendence of this world, it's a wonderful time. It's an amazing time to be here and to witness it happening right now. And in this year in particular, this is 2020, we are seeing the transformation manifesting literally right in front of our eyes as these old structures begin to crumble and the way of the past, the ego constructs of fear and guilt begin to, and secrecy and, you know, and all of that begin to fall apart. The foundations of fear are deconstructing, and I'm excited about what's coming, what we are manifesting now, because this is our manifestation. It always has been, and now it's transferring to a complete new world because we are waking up. The entire sonship, all of us in God, are awakening from a dream of illusion. What a glorious time to be here, to be a part of this amazing metamorphosis, this transformation of self.
I agree. So today we celebrate that the verdict is in.
Yeah.
You are innocent.
Mm.
And the sentence is clear. You are my son. You are my daughter. You are pure and holy. Mm-hmm. And so today we can take in, I am innocence. I am purity. I am holiness. I am as God created me. And the word of God, it says here, what is the word of God? Don't you always question, what the heck's the word of God? And it says it right here. My son is pure and holy as myself. So we can stop playing advocate for our separation. We can stop playing advocate. You know, we don't need to lawyer up anymore. We really don't. We can accept the verdict here. We can accept that all of that was for naught. All the ways that we tried to prove ourselves as impure and unholy can be let go today. and the word of God has given me to speak. I don't need to think about it anymore. I don't need to think about it anymore. I truly need do nothing. I need take no thought. I take no thought. Because any thought separate from this adds nothing and takes nothing away from what the word of God is. And we teach, you know, through other messaging that the word of God is the energy of the Creator in action. And that is what we are.
Yeah.
We're the energy of the Creator in action, and you like to say, in form and field. And that's who we are. That is our divine identity. And
so we are the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. We're the living, breathing embodiment of the Word of God. Try that on today. Walk forth like that. Walk forth as Christ. Take that posture today. Walk forth holding the head high, the body aligned and attuned in heart and mind to being the Word of God, the living, breathing embodiment of the Word of God, which is pure and which is holy. And nothing else. That is changeless. So the way that our Christian stories have been told of the Savior that would come, the Savior that we were all looking for, and there were signs of the Savior, and it was decided that the Savior was Jesus. And all who beheld him in that way. As the chosen one, let us behold ourselves in the same way and hold our brothers and sisters in the same way. Oh my God, you're the one that we've been waiting for. We are all each other's Savior. We are all pure, holy, innocent Christ. Right here and right now, and walk forward as this awakened, enlightened, self-realized Word of God this day. If you can't put that on, fake it till you make it. Act as if. The word of God has given me to speak. Your word is mine, and it is this that I would speak to all who are given me to cherish as my own. You are my own. I am your own. We are each other's. As I am loved, blessed, and saved by you, you are loved, blessed, and saved by me as Christ. It's time to suit up and show up as this.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Beautiful. Yeah. I love you.
I love you.
And thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us on the internet.
We love you.
We love you. You are loved. I am loved and blessed and saved by you, Father. And if any one of us could be, all of us are.
Yes.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea.